Road safety is a matter that touches all of our lives. But when it comes to protection of children, the stakes are high. With Transport Month now underway, we're shining a spotlight on one of the most critical public health challenges facing our country, child road safety. From unroadworthiness called transport and tyre failures to lack of misuse of children restraints, the preventable risk continue to danger our most vulnerable road users. For over 14 years, the non-profit organisation WheelWell has been at the forefront of this fight, dedicated exclusively to ensuring safer roads for children through advocacy, education and practical support. OFM News today has the privilege to speaking to Peggy Moss, the founder of WheelWell, who is going to speak more on the matters of road safety for children. What is the significance of the five-point check that WheelWell conducts during car seat inspections, and what are you typically looking for?
So the five-point check is a check that you do to see if children are ready to ride with a seatbelt only. So the five things that you check for: number one, can the child sit with their back against the backrest of the seat? Do their knees bend over the front of the seat comfortably without sliding forward? Does the seatbelt fit at the shoulder level? Does the lap belt fit low over the top of the legs where there are strong bones to anchor the seatbelt? And can the child sit like that for the whole ride? So if they can say yes to all of that, well, that child is grown and can ride with the seatbelt only. If you say no to any of those questions, that child still needs to be in a booster seat.
Oh, well, so a family listening right now, what is the one key piece of advice you can give them about their child's car seat to ensure that they are safe beyond what you have just explained to us?
Okay, so what I want that family to do is to go and find the car seat manual, and then they must go to the page where it gives them the installations and instructions. They will see pictures there. Those pictures will also be on stickers on the side of the seat. So they need to correlate that. And then on the car seat itself, there will be either red markings or blue markings that show where the seatbelt goes. Now, the blue markings indicate the seatbelt written for a rear-facing installation, which is for our babies, and now remember that as blue is for babies. The red markings that is on the car seat that indicates a seatbelt routine is for the forward-facing installation. And I remember it as red is for rascals. So what they do is they open the manual on their page, look at the stickers, follow either the red or the blue markings as indicated in the manual and on the stickers to make sure that they've got a correct installation. If parents find this utterly confusing, they are so very welcome to give us a call. Our number is 073-393-7356. And Teresa will answer the call. And either over a normal call or a video call, we will get that installation right. That car seat will keep a child safe during a crash.
So moving on to the Sweeper Quick Help partnership, how does your partnership with this organization help WheelWell expand its reach and impact?
Well, first of all, they lend volume to our voice. They make it possible that I can speak to you and your listeners today. And that is very, very powerful because if we know better, we can do better. But SuperQuick has also made all their dealerships available for parents to drop off car seats that they no longer use. These car seats come to us, we check them for safety, we clean them thoroughly, and then these seats are available to parents who cannot afford to purchase one new. So with a dealership footprint of over 200 dealerships across the country, their reach is really into every nook and cranny of our communities, and we can reach parents that way with our safety message.
All noted. So, since we're in Transport Month, let's talk about this call it transport. What are the biggest safety risks you see specifically with vehicles transporting children to and from school?
Now, the one thing that we ask for is a national school transport policy, because there you will assign rights and responsibilities, and there will be accountability. Because right now there are actually several problems. I can't just pinpoint one specifically, or that is the biggest safety risk, because the vehicles need to be roadworthy. The driver needs to be fit and proper if you have school children. And then that vehicle cannot be overloaded. So the National Road Traffic Act currently in their regulation 231 it basically counts children as mass and not as individuals. So if you look at your vehicle license, your personal vehicle will say, for instance, this vehicle is certified to carry 5 persons. Now, for the definition of those persons, children under 3 don't count. So you can load our little ones into vehicles as many as you want, as long as you don't exceed the mass that that vehicle is allowed to carry. Now, children between the age of 3 and 6, which are really our little ones going to preschools and to grade R, 2 children will count as a person. Meaning that in a 13-seater vehicle, you can load 26 children. And the consequence of that is that children does not have a dedicated seat with a seat belt. And I want to see that changed. I want a child to be seen as a person for the purposes of loading a vehicle, especially for transport. Because our children have no other option. They have to go to school. Now we still can really decide whether we want to go to the mall or not, but the school is not negotiable, and they tell our children need to be safe to and from school.
Oh, well, so Wilwell has launched a program called Hello Beanies. Can you
Yes.
explain what are these and why pedestrian visibility is so important, especially for children walking to school?
So the biggest reason why children with pedestrians get hit is because the drivers cannot see them. And that is the main reason. So if we make our children visible, the drivers can see them. And here is how it would work. So in a dark morning, our children walk to school in their dark school uniforms, and the motorists don't see them. By the time they see the child in their headlights, they have maybe a second to react and respond, and that is not enough. So if we give children visibility gear, that distance that a driver can see them changes from 30 meters to at least 120 to even 150 meters, meaning that that gives the driver now ample time to slow down and to respond to seeing children walking on the side of the road. That saves not only our children, but it saves the driver from a probable homicide charge that he needs to face in court. So, Halo beanies are hand-knitted or crocheted beanies with reflective yarn incorporated in it. And the magic is therefore then that the reflective gear is at the highest point of our children. Remember, I said that they are smaller in stature and it's not so easy to see them in and amongst vehicles. So, if you put the reflective gear right at that top point, you increase the chance of visibility, but also beanies give children warmth during the cold winter, and therefore they are more likely to wear the beanies. And because these beanies are knitted by the gogos in the community and they hand it out to their children, they are also the ones that police this. They sit on the stoop and they see the kids walking to school and they're not wearing the beanies, they will speak out.
Just to follow up on that, how can the parents just support Hello Beanies program?
So what we do is we put together a pack there with enough of all this material, patterns, knitting needles, crochet hooks, instructions, everything you need to know to knit 100 beanies. So I am doing a call here to our corporate companies and people that they're listening. Purchase one of these bags, we ship it to you. You take it to your knitting groups where these ladies knit and crochet the beanies, and when they are done, hand it out at a preschool. All we want in return is a photo of our beautiful kids' look and how proud our knitters are of the beanies that they've knitted.
Okay, so just to shift on that, how can an average person, a parent, a teacher, or a guardian, or just a concerned citizen actively support Wheelworld's mission and contribute to safer roads?
So first of all, if there's any parents out there who has a car seat that they no longer use, please donate it to us at their nearest Super Quick dealership. If a child is in the car seat in a vehicle, they will be safe. But the problem is, parents can't afford them. They are expensive because they have to be rigorously tested and very strict, adhere to very strict regulations in the manufacturing process. So, by donating your old car seat to our Car Seats for Kids campaign, you help to keep another family's child safe. And also, talk road safety to your children. Children follow the example that you set before they follow what you say. So when you walk around with your children, hold their hand. When you cross the street, tell them what you do and how you do it. You know that you're going to look right, left, right again. Make sure there's no cars coming. Listen for any cars that might come, like ambulances or police vans. And then, when it is safe, you cross the road and you can talk to your children about these things. Also, as you walk to school with them or to the mall or wherever you see road signs, explain to them what it means. Explain to them what it means, the road markings on the road, the lines, what it means, on which side of the road the vehicle must travel, what all the traffic light means. You can talk to these things to children, and then you solidify that mistake by doing the right thing when you are walking or driving with your children.
Oh, well, so on the last question, looking ahead, what is your biggest hope for child road safety in South Africa over the next 5 years?
So, we have three big dreams. So, the first one is that we get started on that national school transport policy so that we can have a framework to make sure that our children get to and from school safely. Then, I would like to see better enforcement of the regulations that we already have. That will go a long way towards making sure that the vehicles transporting our children are safe and they are safely driven and that the car seat rules are enforced. And then also another thing that I would like to see that will make a huge difference at schools, if that there's a road safety officer at the school. So that is just an adult as a calming measure at the school entrance as children arrive and depart. They can help just to be that calming influence. Children shouldn't run, they should cross the road safely, or can oversee the offload of children from their school transport and just keep an eye on things to make sure that everything goes orderly. These three things will go a long way to keep our children safe.
That was Peggy Maas, founder of Wheelwell, offering a crucial lens on what should be done to protect children on South Africa's roads. OFM News, Refilwe Bekani.